From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, is there or isn't there a Bradley effect with Senator Barack Obama? Race in the presidential race in a moment.
But first, the economy and a record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst one-day point drop in history today, at one point falling more than 800 points. Joining me now is Michael Farr, president of Farr, Miller & Washington. It's an investment firm in Washington, D.C. And last time we talked, Michael, exactly a week ago, that was the worst one-day point drop for the Dow at 777. And of course, that was when the House of Representatives failed to pass the bailout plan. It is passed now. So is this a surprise that the markets are still falling?
It's something of a surprise, Madeline, that we didn't get some sort of relief rally, that there is a great deal of money, an enormous amount of money that's going to be coming to support the financial system, the infrastructure of the financial system in this country. Should be good cause, I think, for some relief, but no one seemed to celebrate. I think the focus rather is on still the remaining uncertainty, both domestically and in foreign markets, which also traded much lower before our markets even opened this morning.
Yeah, European shares had their worst one-day percentage drop today. Are they affecting U.S. markets?
I think the fear that that selling will continue and pressure our markets is something of a problem, is something of a worry. The greater worry here right now, though, is we don't know how this $700 billion is going to be applied. Number one, though we think it's going to be a good thing, so there's still some uncertainty there. Larger and beyond that, we really don't have a great economy to fall back on. I mean, after we get through this sort of short-term crisis, we have a consumer who is really feeling a lot of pressure with housing prices dropping. Energy prices are still relatively high. We have banks that are deleveraging, trying not to use so much leverage on their balance sheets, which means they're loaning less money to those consumers who really need more money now, at least need more money to get mortgages and buy houses. So the economy isn't great here. It's also beginning to contract in Europe. The broad landscape is still negative. And when investors are in doubt, the old expression is, if you can't be right, be liquid. So they're sort of voting with their feet and going to cash.
Cash and T-bills. And I'm wondering, though, the credit markets are still tight. And does this mean that this bailout, well, there needs to be more done than the $700 billion bailout?
I don't think so. I think that this really is probably going to work just fine. They just need to get it working. I mean, none of the $700 billion so far has actually made it to any financial institution. We have an engine that's sort of seizing up that's in desperate need of oil. We've got $700 billion worth of figurative oil, but the oil's not getting the engine to the engine, and we need to know when, where, and how in order to get a greater sense of confidence back. You've got to keep in mind, though, we're now 37% off of the highs that we made a year ago. October 1st was 14,200. I think it's probably too late to panic, and while we're not at the bottom yet, staying the course is probably your best option as an investor for the long term.
Michael Farr, president of Farr, Miller & Washington, an investment firm in Washington, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.